Welcome to Talking the Talk, Healthy Sexuality Conversations. I'm Vanessa Hamilton. This is the podcast that is going to encourage and support you to be the main sex and sexuality educator for your child. Do you want to feel confident and comfortable to have healthy and positive conversations about sex and sexuality with children so that you will be the first person who educates them about each topic? This podcast will provide you with surprisingly simple and effective actionable tips to clear the fears and uncertainty around essential sexuality conversations with kids. Each episode, I'll answer questions from parents and cover a variety of different topics. As a bonus, you might just get that sexuality education you missed out on when you were growing up. So as my tagline says, let's get started. It's easier than you think. Just a word of warning regarding the content. This podcast is not suitable for children. At times, it may contain explicit themes, including sexual themes, sexual abuse, and other adult conversations. Mostly, it'll be fun, informative, and insightful, but at the same time, please be sure to pause and take a breather or check in with your usual supports if any sensitive content brings up difficult thoughts or feelings for you. Script ideas part two. I won't be able to fit all the script ideas into two podcasts, so all of them, the 10 pages, are in the PDF guide, Being a Sexual Being, How to Have Conversations with the Kids. So let's have a couple of examples of diversity questions. So how to explain, what is transgender? So some of the things that you could say and to add into the conversation, depending on the age, remembering that you want to be the first person who teaches them about each topic and be positive. So when a baby's born, people are assigned female or male usually at birth. But for some people, as they grow, this doesn't match how their heart or their brain feels or how they feel internally about being that male or female that they're assigned. That's called their gender identity, and some people's gender identity is neither of those, male or female, or it's a bit of both, or it's different to what they're assigned. So a baby might be assigned a male and have a penis and testicles, and so people say that they're a male, but as they grow up, they might feel on the inside more like a female, for example, in their heart, body, and brain. So then that child might say that she's a she and identify as a transgender female. Another aspect you could say, when they say, what is transgender, say, this is one example of normal, as all people in our society are unique and we celebrate everybody's differences. And there's many types of normal. We're not all the same. You don't just have to be a girl or a boy, female or male, woman or man. We're respectful of everybody in our society. This is a couple of examples of wording. Another question might be, why does she have two mummies? Well, you can say, well, families come in all shapes and sizes. It's love that makes a family. Lisa's family has two mummies, as you know. They all live in the same house together, and her dad lives in another house. The important thing that is children are cared for by people who love them. Some people have a close relationship with another person. A woman might love another woman, and a man might love another man. We respect everyone's unique diversity. There's a whole section on LGBTIQ and diversity in the guide, so I'll leave that there. So just moving on to, we won't talk about pregnancy and birth. That's easy to get answers about that in books. Let's talk about periods. So some of the, I'm just going to talk through some of the wording you could use and adapt to conversations about periods. So periods are an amazing and healthy sign that the body has the potential to make a baby. They're normal, and mostly every person with a uterus gets them. They have about 450 to 500 periods in a lifetime. When bodies with a uterus start growing to a teenager and start becoming an adult, the eggs that they were born with that have been pretty much asleep in the ovaries start waking up, and the uterus grows a special lining to get ready to make a baby every month. And what happens for that person is that every 4 weeks, the body releases one egg from one of the ovaries. But because people usually have babies when they're older, there is usually no seed or sperm there waiting to meet the egg to make a baby. So the egg's not needed, and the soft uterus lining that's built up every month that was made to grow and protect a baby if it started growing, it's also not needed. So what happens is the egg dissolves after about 24 hours and the lining makes its way out of the body through the vagina as a fluid that's similar to blood. Period blood is a special fluid. It's the soft wall tissue of the womb and the uterus that gets made every month to get ready for a fertilized egg or an embryo to attach to it. Because the special tissue is usually not needed, it comes out of the vagina over a few days. That's just some of the words. And remember to talk about all the different types of period management, such as moon cups or menstrual cups and reusable pants and pads, etc., washable ones. Let's have a chat about pleasure and some of the wording you can use as script ideas. Remember, just ideas, and adapt them to different ages and stages and situations. So to talk about wet dreams, we'll start with talking about physical females, because we often don't talk about that. So when a body with a vulva starts growing into a teenager and then an adult, the body can experience tingly feelings in the vulva. And so they might release lubrication into the vagina, sort of a wetness from time to time. Often this happens at night when they're asleep. Sometimes they won't know why it has happened, and sometimes it will happen because they have been thinking about love or being attracted to another person or having a sexy or romantic dream or thought. It's normal and common, but not everyone experiences this. In our society, we don't really have a name for this type of pleasurable feeling in physical females when they have a romantic or sexy thought, but because of gender equity, it is now more acceptable to talk about pleasure that females or experience, not just males. And I'll just say on that point that it comes up in grade 5 and 6 classes all the time. We have to talk this in an equitable way. We don't talk about periods for people with uteruses and vaginas and wet dreams for people with penises. That's we need to have these conversations on an equal level. We need to talk about pleasure and sexual arousal equally, and then sperm production and eggs and periods equally as well. So they're two separate things. So wet dreams, or the boys always know this in a class. When a body with a penis starts growing into a teen, then an adult, they'll start producing sperm in their testicles. The body also produces semen, a fluid to carry the sperm. At times this fluid will leak out of the penis. Usually this can happen at night when the person is asleep. Sometimes they won't know why it has happened, and sometimes it will happen because they've been thinking about love or being attracted to another person or having a sexy or romantic dream. It's normal and common. Not everyone experiences this. So in the guide, you'll see that I've written the same thing for both. So what is an orgasm and how do we answer that? So I won't go into your reactions and how to react with suggestions. They're on other pages and I'll cover those in other podcasts. So this is just about wording. These are just script ideas. What is an orgasm? Well, it's a really strong and intense sensation in the body. It feels good and it's pleasurable. You could leave it there. It can be described as a very strong, warm, tingly, relaxing feeling in the whole body, felt mostly in the vulva and the penis area. It happens to bodies that have started puberty and is common for adults to experience this feeling. It usually happens when people are thinking about or doing sexual things. You could just leave it there. When a person with a vulva and a vagina has an orgasm experience, they will have increased lubrication in the vagina, and sometimes a little liquid will come out of the urethra. It's not wee or pee, and it's totally normal. Sometimes it's called cumming. When a person with a penis experiences an orgasm, they usually also have semen with sperm in it coming out of the penis. This is called ejaculation, again, sometimes known as cumming. This good feeling is part of why people like to have sexual experiences. You can have an orgasm with someone else or by yourself. Since kids don't have sexual experiences with other people, they can have orgasm feeling by themselves, and often this is caused by masturbation or touching their genitals. So what is masturbation? Some words you can use. It's when a person touches or massages their genital area or their private parts or their vulva or their penis. You could stop there. They do this because it feels nice, good and pleasurable. It's done in private only, and it's totally normal and typical to masturbate, and totally normal not to as well. Okay, so moving on to what's another topic we can cover? Let's have a look at body safety and abuse. So a question that comes up, kids see it on the TV all the time, so it's important that we give them a good understanding. So if they say, what is rape? This is one way to explain it. Sometimes one person uses power over another person by forcing them to do something. By forcing them to do something. Sometimes this is done using sexual things. A person forces the other person to do sexual things and it's illegal and it's never okay. Consent. Consent means saying yes to something and you've really happily agreed and you've given permission. It's not sexy to and this is for the older kids. It's not sexy to have to talk someone into something. You don't actually have their consent if you've coerced them to say yes. It's much sexier when both people are into it and want to explore and do things. Everything you do together should be pleasant and enjoyable for both people for the whole time that you're doing it. It shouldn't feel weird in a bad way. If you feel weird, you're out of your comfort zone. You don't have to go out of your comfort zone because someone else wants you to or makes you feel like you should. Enthusiastic ongoing consent gives you the most awesome experiences with another person. So does mutually agreeing and exploring activities and experiences to do together. Make sure that's the most common part of your intimate encounters together. This is one's for the littlies. If a child says, I don't like it when Sam kisses and hugs me at kinder, you can say you don't have to like it, especially if your body bubble is being broken. You can say, stop it, I don't like it, in a loud voice and then tell an adult and go on with your body safety conversations. Who can touch people's privates? Or what if they said, who can touch kids' privates? When you need help to wipe your bottom, to clean your vulva or your penis, or to put medicine or cream in this area, you can ask. Let's decide who you can ask. Let's say the babysitter or grandpa when he's looking after you, the kindy teachers, or mummy and I to help you. No one else should need to touch your private parts because they are just for you. Sometimes we'll say it's okay for other adults to help you, like the doctor. Or what about if you're at Taylor's house and the parents having a play day and you needed some help in the toilet? As long as we know about it. And so this is a difficult question coming up now. So, and I've got a reference to the body safety rules in conjunction with this. And this is just some examples of the words you can use. When kids might say, because again, it's on the news, why do some adults have sex with kids? So some of the things you can say are, a small number of adults break the important rules about body safety and sexual things. This is very, very wrong, and they know it is wrong. That's why you might hear about it on the news. And at that point, it reminds me to say, I'll go on to the next bit. If a big kid, a teenager or an adult does something that gives a little kid their early warning signs, they must tell someone on their safety network. So especially if they touch – then you can use you or them to them. Especially if they touch your body in your private area or show you pictures of private parts, no one should ever tell you to keep a bad secret, which is a secret that gives you your early warning signs. Happy surprises are always good because they will always be told, like mum's present or the chocolate cake, but a secret when someone says to you, just keep this between us, that is never okay. You could tell us anything. So the point I just want to make there is sometimes a small number of adults break the important rules about body safety and sexual things. You could also say there's sometimes a small number of adults and big kids. So it's important to add big kids into the rules, into breaking the rules. So the last one I've got here is a whole lot of words about pornography to describe it. I could almost do a whole podcast on that, but I'll quickly go through just some of the – I'll just say the statements. I've got dot points on a whole page. Here we go. Adapt them to the ages and stages and situations in your household. The internet is a great thing, but unfortunately there's some really bad pictures and videos on there that are never okay for kids to see. In fact, many adults never like seeing them either. There are several negative types of images such as violence or war and negative ideas about death, cruelty to animals. Look, and there's also some images of naked people and people having fake sex. You can go on to say, these images that can show up on a computer do not show how people really have sex or express their love to each other. They're often disrespectful, aggressive, mean, and really violent. In these negative images that come up on the internet sometimes, do not really show I've already said that, haven't I? That the actors are bodies are changed with things like makeup or the camera angle, just like in movies. so are not what most real bodies look like. The problem with these images is once you see them, you can't unsee them, and they can have a really negative impact on you, especially when you're older. Think of the example, some people like watching a scary movie, but many people don't. Porn is like that. Internet pornography is like that. Much of it makes people feel bad, like watching a really scary movie can make us have unpleasant feelings and thoughts and bad dreams, and we can't get it out of our head. So it's best to avoid it when you can. So you know how in movies they make things extreme to make people watch it and it's not reality? So for example, you know, you see a movie, there's spectacular car crashes and driving fast and trucks burning and speeding. It makes a movie exciting to watch, but it's not really how you drive a car, is it? Porn is like that, fake, and not really how people would treat each other or how people usually have sexual experiences in real life. In real life, sexual intimacy, which is only for adults' minds and bodies, not children, is so much more exciting, pleasurable, special, private, and makes adults feel good. Make sure you add in these positive aspects. Look, you might be curious to look at the images, but once you see them, it's hard to unsee them. And just like a scary movie, they can make you feel bad for a long time afterwards. Just know I will never take your game or your device away or ban you from your screens when you tell me about images that come up on your screen. You can tell us anything. You will not be in trouble. That's really important. So I've got a quote here on the next page just to finish up this podcast. What's this quote here? Buy yourself some time and clarification when asked a confronting question. So when you're panicking, just buy yourself a bit of time and get a bit more clarification about it. You can say, oh, what a great question. I'm so glad you asked me about that. And then you could say something like, what do you know already? How did you learn about that? What made you think of that? Okay, hope those script ideas have helped you with some conversations that you can get started with. Thanks for being here.